Activists are pushing for the ban of horse-drawn carriages in Philadelphia. KYW's Nina Barani reports they're concerned about the safety of the horses.
A common sight and sound in Old City is the scene of a variety of horses pulling a carriage behind them.
You have that childhood perception that they're this like magical experience and the horses love it and you love it and everything's, you know, great.
Nicole Martin from Audubon, PA, and countless others have taken a ride, but activists are calling for these types of tours to end.
In our eyes, we believe that forcing horses to pull tourists, to pull, you know, 1,000 pounds through city streets is cruel. It's wrong.
Stephanie Kirsten helped organize a weekend rally bringing attention to the practice.
And these horses are exposed to all types of severe weather in the winter, in the hot, scorching summer, and it's only getting hotter. They are pounding pavement for hours.
The horses are not allowed to pull carriages in weather that's more than 91 degrees or below 26 wind chill. 76 Carriage Company, the lone horse carriage group in Philly, did not respond to requests for comment. On their website, it states the horses have large stalls during off hours and they get time off for a vacation in Lancaster County every year. Nina Barani, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.